Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 476 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Laurence. But before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Love this company, making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They serve over 3 million small business owners, including myself, and they can serve you too. This makes it easy to keep track of expenses, income, and also invoicing too. They make that very professional so you can get paid sooner and get back to work. So if you want to check it out for free for 30 days, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's the question from Laurence.
Hey Pat, it's Laurence from the site Learn to Code with Me. Right now, I'm in the thick of creating my first ever online course, and I have a question for you. Why are you writing ebooks instead of creating an online course? You often talk about how you write every morning, the series of books that you're working on that will be coming out soon, book writing tips, and things like that. But I'm curious, why did you take that route instead of sharing this information through an online course? I am constantly thinking about my next move and what I should do after I finish my own course. So I am very, very curious to hear why you chose this path. Also, I already had a question featured in episode 299. So if this question does get answered, there's no need to send me another t-shirt. Thanks so much for all that you do and keep rocking on these podcasts.
Hey, Laurence, thank you so much for the question. Your second question featured here, and I thank you for offering to not accept the t-shirt, although we will give one away to a lucky listener. So if you are listening to this episode, use the hashtag AskPat476 in some capacity, whether you're asking a follow-up question or have a comment on it, or just you can say you want a t-shirt. Use the hashtag AskPat476, and after a week, we're going to pick a lucky winner, and I'll reach out to you on Twitter, and I'll hook you up with Jessica, my assistant, who will hook you up with that t-shirt. So again, that's hashtag AskPat476 if you'd like a chance to get a t-shirt. Okay, so to answer your question, this is a fantastic question. I'm deep in the middle of book writing right now. Actually, I've already finished the first draft of my book, and at the time I'm recording this, my second draft is almost complete. It's actually been very difficult to convert my first draft into a second draft. It's much harder than actually creating the first draft. But anyway, why am I writing books instead of creating an online course? Well, the truth is I'm doing both, or I will do both. So the book is going to be first, and that's going to lead into a course, and then another book, and then another course. That's kind of the rhythm of what you'll see on SPI next year. And the book is a book because the content that is involved in that book I felt was more suited for a book as opposed to a course. Yes, I could have created a course, but this book is going to be a lead generation tool, pretty much. It's not going to be given away for free like all of my other books. This is going to be kind of a way to begin to have my audience start paying for things, which they haven't ever really paid for anything that I've created because I haven't created anything. So this is going to be the start of something great because I'll be able to finally have my own stuff instead of just making money off of affiliate marketing. There's nothing wrong with that. There is something wrong with that. And the thing that's wrong with that is you don't have total control over your income. At any point, any of those affiliate relationships could sever. And that's why I recommend everybody do things sooner than I did in terms of creating your own stuff. And so I'm very encouraged, Lawrence, to hear that you're creating your own course. And I think that's great. And for the stuff that you're doing, coding, it just makes sense that you would have a course instead of a book. Now, that's not to say a book wouldn't make sense for you and your business and your avatar, but for any coding and demonstrations and things like that, it just makes sense for you to have a course. Again, like I said, the book that I'm writing, the content within that book, which I'll tell you what it is right now in case some of you are just hearing about this for the first time, it's a book about validating your product or business idea. So you're just a brand new entrepreneur, you're just starting out, you have an idea, or maybe you're an entrepreneur, you've been working for a while and you have a brand new thing that you want to try out. Well, how do you know that that idea is going to work or not? What a lot of people told me was what they fear about starting something new is working so hard, putting time, money, effort, sweat equity into it, and not having it work out, you know, wasting your time and money. So literally, it's going to help you understand whether or not that idea you have is one worth pursuing. And it allows somebody to take that idea and go through a number of litmus tests, thought experiments, and also market research to understand whether or not that's something they should move forward with. And so the idea is people are going to read that book and understand whether or not their idea is going to work. And if it doesn't, great, it's a win. They've not wasted that time and all that effort down the road and look back and say, wow, I wish I didn't do that. They don't have to worry about that. Or they go through the book and the book validates their idea. It's given them permission to move forward with it. And then, so what's the idea? Well, they wonder what the next step is, and that's where my course comes into play. So that's where the rhythm of the book course is going to happen next year. And so, again, just being honest, and that's the approach and the strategy that I'm using. Never done it before. I've written a book before, but never for the purposes of and the book is in itself going to be very valuable. I don't feel like people are going to feel the need or feel like there's something missing where they would have to get the course, but it would be a logical next step. Not holding anything back in this book. Actually, I'm putting a lot of time into it to make it as best as possible for everybody out there. And a lot of this book is coming from the survey results that I took in July of this year, which essentially told me that there's a lot of people who are just starting out and that this fear, the fear that their business idea is not going to work out, is one of the top fears. So I'm addressing this in this book, and then that will lead into the course. So the course will be the next step. Okay, you have this idea. You are down with it. I've given you permission through this book to move forward with it. And here are your next steps to actually creating that idea and turning it into a reality. So, Lawrence, I hope that answers your question. And thank you for setting that up nicely in terms of me creating buzz and building hype around the book. And I'm really excited because it's going to come out in January of 2012. That's the plan. And it's going through a number of people to make it great for you. I'm really, really excited about it, seriously. So thank you for that, Lawrence. So we're going to send you, not you, but some of you who are listening, who take action and use the hashtag AskPat476. Again, just send any tweet, but use that hashtag. I'm going to randomly pick somebody who uses that hashtag a week after this show goes live, and we'll send you a t-shirt. I'll hook you up with my assistant. But Lawrence, thank you so much for the question. Everybody's welcome to ask questions here on the show, even if you've already been featured, because these questions are great. You are what make this show possible. So head on over to askpat.com. You can ask a question right there on that page. And if you get your question featured, you can get a t-shirt too. To finish up, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. Not only do they make keeping track of your business finances simple and stress-free, but if you do any invoicing, if you are a coach for any reason, or have a, you know, clients, or you do student work and you need to bill people monthly or weekly or however often you bill them, FreshBooks makes it really easy. I've actually been on the other end of FreshBooks in terms of invoicing, where somebody sends me a FreshBooks invoice and it's super simple, just a couple clicks. I already paid my bill and that person gets paid. And everybody's happy. They also have an award-winning mobile app, too, so you can keep track of your business finances on the go. So go ahead and check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much for listening in, and here's a quote to finish off the day by Shark Kevin O'Leary. Shark, because he's on the show Shark Tank. He said, "I like to take risks. That's how we make money. But they are calculated risks." Take care. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show.
for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.